Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is the Gospel just read from St. Luke, as well as the words from our intro. Behold, your King is coming to you. Be seated. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come to rescue us from the threatening perils of our sins. And save us by your promised deliverance. We begin our Advent season with that ancient prayer. Stir up your power, O Lord. You almost get a picture of someone rousing from a deep sleep to come and save us. Maybe God making a big batch of salvation. God rises up. He comes down to earth to save us. As Paul wrote in Romans, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Advent is a time when we look forward and prepare for our Lord's coming to save us. But what are we saved from? We are saved from the threatening perils of our sins. If you were to ask people what are the great dangers in the world today, I think the perils of our sin, well, they'd probably be kind of low on the list, don't you think? This time of year, the threatening perils seem to be the economy, the Middle East, the violence that seems to shape our world today. Those are the dangers. To this list, we could add things like materialism, hunger, how to put food on the table. But what do I need to be saved? Why does God need to stir anything up? Why did our Lord have to come down to us as a humble servant? This Palm Sunday reading really draws attention to the fact that the church celebrates Advent and Christmas in a totally different way than the world celebrates the holidays. Jesus enters into Jerusalem triumphantly with palm branches and cries of Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to the Son of David. But he enters on a donkey, the animal of peace. He enters from the Mount of Olives, the sign of mercy. He enters as a king who comes to die. What kind of an entry is this? What kind of a king comes into his kingdom in such a humble and lowly fashion? Only the true King of Israel, only your king, only Jesus. And he came because of the threatening perils of your sins. Nothing more, nothing less. But this is something that is lost on all of us. For the world and those around us, Advent is a time of hurried preparations and excitement. Advent is a time for baking, a time for parties, and above all, Advent is a time for shopping. But for many too, Advent becomes a season of great stress. The bills go up. You see friends and family more, which is sometimes good, sometimes not so good. Oftentimes, you see people more than you want to see them. It's a time when we long for peace and tranquility, and yet that peace, that tranquility, always seems right around the corner, just out of our grasp. To this, our Lord says, step back and remember that my life is your life, and what is important to me is what makes you who you are. In other words, Advent is about Jesus, about who he is, and about why he has come to earth to save us. That is the point. Then steps forth the Lord of all from his pure and kingly hall, God from God, yet holy man, and such. Our Lord comes down to earth to save you from the threatening perils of your sins. You are held fast in Satan's chains. He is the one who controls you by nature. Your sin clings to you like cords of death. The trials and troubles of this life are just glimpses into that great battle which goes on for your soul each and every day. But our Lord enters into this world a humble king, lowly, sitting on a donkey. When he enters into this world, he enters into your life. This crazy, topsy-turvy nature of your life then becomes his life for you. Think back to our text for a moment. Jesus enters into Jerusalem, the holy city, on a donkey. This, by the way, is why so often we have donkeys in our Advent nativity scenes. Did you know that? It's not because there were probably donkeys there. It's because of this reading. Palm Sunday, right here at the beginning of Advent. People wave palm branches before him. And since this was the Feast of Tabernacles for the Jews, they are all wearing white robes, which they laid down on the road before him. But Jesus is not a king who comes to destroy, who comes to conquer. He doesn't ride a horse, the animal of war. He rides a donkey. Frankly, a kind of ridiculous animal. Certainly an animal of peace. For he brings the peace that cannot be bought. It cannot be won. It can't be conquered. It can't be negotiated in all of the normal ways that we try to figure these things out. The Prince of Peace comes to bring peace by his own death. For dear friends, peace always has a price. It's true in places like Israel, Gaza Strip, around the world. It is especially true when it comes to our everlasting peace before God. Sometimes when we search for peace, we want peace with no cost. We want simply an absence of something. But that isn't peace. That's appeasement. That's putting things off. That's avoiding the conflict, which the war is all about. And this is why Jesus' title as the Prince of Peace is so comforting. He is the price of your peace with God. He is the payment for your sins. That is why we pray God would stir up his power and come. It's a wonderful and amazing thing, but when God stirs up his power to come down and save us from the threatening perils of our sins, he does it in a way that we can't even dream of. He comes to take your place. He comes to take your hurts, your sorrows, your sicknesses. He comes to take your death. What a comfort for hurting sinners like you and I. You don't need to feel guilty for your failings and shortcomings. The burdens which plague and trouble you are now his. He takes them off your shoulders and puts them on himself. And in their place, he puts his own life on yours. That is why we say with the crowds this day, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed to the King of David." Hosanna means, "Lord, save us," or "save us now." God has promised to save us. This Advent, we remember the beginning of that great journey from heaven to earth and back again for you. God stirs up his power. And in his works are far better things than you and I can ever even imagine. We pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come to rescue us from the threatening perils of our sins, and save us by your promised deliverance. For you now live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.